Today on Hands-On Photography, we're going to talk about the difference between editing and post-processing. Yes, there is a difference. I can't wait to show you. Stay tuned. Hands-On Photography is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Access everything you need online simply and securely wherever you're logging in from. LastPass makes security for your digital life effortless. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands-On Photography is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy with one click. For 3 extra months free with the 1-year package, go to ExpressVPN.com/hop. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Ant Pruitt, and this is Hands-On Photography here on Twit TV. I hope you all are doing well. I'm unbelievable as always. This is the podcast I like to sit down with you and discuss different tips and tricks that are going to help make you a better photographer and also a better post processor. I love doing this show each and every Thursday. And if this is your first time joining me, go ahead and do me a favor and hit the subscribe option in your favorite podcast app, whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Pocket Cast or what have you. We're available on all of those platforms. If you're having an issue trying to find us in your apps, go to our website, twit.tv/hop. That's twit.tv/HOP, short for Hands-On Photography. And you can see all of our subscription options available to you right there. All right. So let's go ahead and get started with this week's show. I got an email again. I love getting emails from you all. So if you have some questions or image critiques or, you know, just want to share some photos with me just for the heck of it, shoot them on over to hop@twit.tv. I try to answer every single one of them. Granted, there are quite a bit of emails in the queue, and I eventually do get to them. So thank you for sending them on over, such as this one today. So let's go ahead and pull this email up from Miss Astra Berry. All right. This one says, hi, my name is Astra. I'm sending you a photo my boyfriend took of his, air quotes, baby. I was wondering if you could edit it for us. Thanks in advance. And I read the email and I had an immediate thought, so I shot an email right back to her. And my response was, okay, so, hey, Astra, thanks for your email. This is a good looking vehicle for sure. But my question to you is, you asked that I, quote, edit this photo. Do you mean retouching or flat out going wild with my post-processing imagination? All right. So she got that message and she responded back with, I would love to see you go wild with post-processing of this photo. And she also later gave me consent to be able to use this image for this week's episode. So let's talk about that. She sent in an image, which I'll show you here in a second. And she mentioned edit the photo. In the photography world, you're going to hear that a lot. And that word could be pretty controversial at times. But you have to understand there is a bit of a difference when it comes to editing a photo and post-processing a photo. A lot of times people use those two terms interchangeably. I'm guilty of that myself, and I probably shouldn't do that as often. But you have to think about it from the perspective of one of our previous episodes way back. I think it was maybe like episode 6 or 7, where I talked about the difference between Lightroom and Photoshop. For example, Lightroom, you can go in and process saturation, exposure, and clarity, and all of that good stuff, and it will really just enhance your image. That is post-processing. On the other hand, you have Photoshop. Photoshop allows you to go in and update exposure and saturation, and just like everything Lightroom does, where you can actually enhance the image, but you can also do some image manipulation, which is pretty much going to be editing the photograph. So there's a big difference between the two. Neither one of them are wrong. Neither one of them will take away from your photo, depending on your art style and depending on your taste and depending on what your viewers like. But you just have to understand there's a big difference between the two. She asked that I went ahead and just sort of go wild with the photograph that she sent, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to do a full edit of this photograph. I could easily do some post-processing to just enhance it, but I'm going to have a little bit of fun on this one and just stay tuned. This episode of Hands-On Photography is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Incognito mode does not hide your activity. That's why even when I'm home, I never go online without using ExpressVPN. The app reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers. Your information is 100% encrypted, and you won't realize it's on. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Wired. Visit my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/hop, and get an extra 3 months free of ExpressVPN for free on a 1 year package. That's expressvpn.com/hop. Again, expressvpn.com/hop to learn more. So now let's go ahead and hop on over into Lightroom and Photoshop. And we're going to take a look at this image that Astra's boyfriend shot. So go ahead and open this up on the screen. Boom, you see it. It's this beautiful, beautiful Dodge Viper. Man, I used to love those cars. Actually, I still do. So much muscle. Rear wheel drive. Okay, anyway, focus on the picture, Ant. Let's go. All right, so I wanted to have some fun with this one. This is a shot that could still use a little bit of post-processing, and I already did a little bit of touch-up on it. I brought the exposure down just a touch and adjusted the contrast, highlights, so on and so forth. I didn't do any sharpening or any additional color correcting or anything like that. I just did a little bit of a general enhancement. So now I'm going to have some fun with this because I want to take this image that was clearly shot in the daytime. You know, looks like it may have been shot around, I don't know, maybe 1-2 p.m. Let me see if the metadata tells me. Nope, this says it was shot early in the morning. According to this, yeah, 9:07 a.m. Wow. Oh, it's in June. Okay, it's summertime. So, yeah, it will be bright and hot that early morning. Okay, so, yeah, this one's taken at a not necessarily an ideal time because of the harsh light. So you're going to get a lot of hard shadows and really, really bright hot spots with exposure. But I want to take this and go nuts with it and turn it into a dark or evening time type of shot. So I'm going to go ahead and open this image up inside of Photoshop. Right click, edit in Photoshop, use the adjustments that I've already made. And we're going to have some fun here. Okay. And as usual, when I pull images into Photoshop, I like to do a good bit of high pass filter to sharpen it. And I have an action for that. I've already discussed Photoshop actions on a previous episode. So now Photoshop is going to sharpen this up for me and make it look a little bit more crispy and in focus. Okay, so there we go. It has done its thing. And if I do a little bit of a before and after, this is the before on it, and this is the after on it. We got a lot more detail being locked down and captured in this image after running that high pass filter. So now what I'd like to do is take this group of layers and just merge them together so it just turns into its own little layer. And I'm going to do a little bit of non-destructive post-processing here. So I'm going to duplicate this layer and start working on it. First thing that I want to do is get rid of this vehicle in the background. A lot of times there's some things that you just can't help when you do your photo shoot. You're not going to be able to help the surroundings at all points. And in this case, I'm assuming that's what happened here. But this vehicle does not add to the image, so why keep it here? So we're just going to get rid of it. So I'm going to hit J on my keyboard and try to brush it away, but that's clearly not going to work. I'll show you why. See, when we brush it away, it gives this weird bit of artifacting. So what I'll do now is go to my patch tool and we'll just try to just make a better selection here and clean up this little bit of a weird area like so. Okay, so that looks a little bit better. Turn that more into the street there. And I can even turn this more into the street. So now in the background, it's looking more like just, you know, more of the streets there and some shadows from the trees. And if I really want to get fancy, I can just head over here to my little blur option and just brush in a little bit of blur. That way it's not as distracting there in the background. It looks a lot more natural. Okay. There's still one more spot that I see here. Let me fix that too. So we'll just shrink this down and just brush away there. All right. So now we're ready to roll with just sort of going wild with this post-processing and turning this into a nighttime image. I'm going to right click on our layer and turn it into a smart object. And now that this is a smart object, I can do some more adjustments in the Adobe Camera Raw filter, which is very similar to Lightroom that you would find on your mobile device or on your tablet. All I'm going to do is take this exposure down a little bit more, like so. Okay, so it's a little bit darker overall in the scene. And then I'm also going to change the color temperature and cool it off some. Okay, something like this will work pretty good. All right, and then I'll click OK. And that's going to change that image up quite a bit. But the kicker is there's an adjustment level that I can add here, adjustment layer, and it's called a color lookup adjustment layer. So I'm going to click on this. And if you look at the properties panel, it says 3D LUT file. That's what lookup tables are, far as an acronym goes. And there's one in here very simply that says night from day. So I'm going to click on that. And that's going to pretty much darken the image. So it's looking so much better. It almost looks like it's blue light shining on it. So we can make some fine adjustments here. We can play around with the blend modes. Say maybe soft light. Nope, that doesn't look too good. Color is looking a little bit better. So we'll consider that one. Color, luminosity. Overlay, nope. Color burn, nope. So let's just try color. We'll just change that to the blend mode of color. So we get this weird teal look on there. I don't want that, but I do like that the image is still looking a little bit darker overall. So the next thing I'm going to do is add a gradient map. We've talked about using gradient maps in the past as brilliant little filters for your images, just as if you were using Instagram. So I'm going to put a lot of blue on this gradient map and just a little bit of, say, we'll say something like an orange, something along these lines. Okay. And now looking at that, that looks weird, but that's because the blending mode is wrong. So we're going to change the blending mode again to soft light. Okay, so now we're getting there. We're getting closer. Let's change this blue. See what happens when we change the blue. As we play around with the blue hues, you'll notice your screen changes in temperature and overall feel. And it's just this part of the fun and the experiment. And when you're doing edits of an image, you get to play around with it. And I like that Photoshop allows you to preview the changes before you commit to the changes. So I'll click OK. All right. So that's looking a lot better. And I think I can work with this, but I'm not done yet. Now I'd like to make use of layer mask. And we talked about using layer mask back on episode 12. What I want to do is bring the color out that's shown on this vehicle, because we lost a little bit of the color, but I really want to stand out and say, hey, this is a red car at night. You know, I just really want this to be something visible. So I'm going to group those adjustment layers together. Let's see. So merge layers. There we go. And then I'm going to click on the layer mask button here at the bottom right. And then I'm going to grab my paintbrush. That's B on my keyboard. And over here, I'm going to make sure that the paint is set to be black and not white. Okay. Because when you use black on a layer mask, you're brushing away the top layer that you're on to reveal the layer underneath it. So we'll move this brush size down a little bit. Make sure the flow is at about 5% or so. And we'll just dab and brush in. Now, this is annoying. I, you folks know I am a big proponent of using a Wacom tablet. I was just trying to brush with the mouse right now. That's not my thing. So we're going to switch over and grab my Wacom tablet. This is going to be a lot more comfortable for me to be able to do those fine tuning and brushing using a stylus. All right, so let's go ahead and hop back in. All right, I got my stylus, and I'm just going to brush lightly around the screen here. And just bring in a little more color. See, the red is starting to reveal itself a little bit more. And I think I'll reveal the tires here too. Yeah, something like that. That's looking pretty good. And if you overdo it in a section, like I just overdid it right here next to this rear view mirror. So I'm going to switch the color on my brush from black to white, and then I'll zoom in just a little bit so I can fine tune and brush away where I brush too much of the mask in. So I want that mirror to be standing out, but not too much. So now when I zoom out, that looks a little bit better. There we go. That works. So now I'm pretty much done inside of Photoshop. Everything else that I'd like to do, I can do inside of Lightroom. So I'm just going to hit save here. And this is going to take us back to Lightroom once it finishes saving. Okay, so now that it's done saving, I'm just going to minimize it and go back to Lightroom. And we now see our new file here in Lightroom ready for us to work with it. And this is where I'm going to have fun with just some selective adjustments using the adjustment brush. First, I'm going to darken this image even more by changing the exposure around the scene. There's a burn option in here. I can make this brush bigger, and I'm just going to brush it all in. Make it darker all around the scene, like so. And if it's not dark enough, you just take that adjustment on the exposure side and pull it down even more, and you'll see it start to get darker, like that. Darken the background, everything. We want this to really come off as if we're getting ready to shoot more so in the evening time. If you need to change the black levels, you can even do that. Just have some fun with it. This is your wild and crazy edit. Do what you want with it. Have some fun. Be creative. So just keep brushing around like so. I'm even going to take the highlights down just a touch. And I'm going to add more contrast because that contrast is going to give more black level. All right. Now, there's another adjustment I'd like to do. And that's just have some fun with the lights on here. So we're going to click on the adjustment brush again. So K. Then we'll click new, and I'm going to put a point right next to the headlights here. Okay. And I'd like to take the exposure and brighten up the headlights. So it looks like the headlights are on. So I'll just lightly brush it in on this headlight. And lightly brush it in here and here. And now when I adjust the exposure slider, it should get a little bit brighter. Okay, like that. See, it's getting brighter. But that still doesn't quite give the effect I'm looking for. So I'm going to add some haze to it by checking the dehaze slider. And if you go to the right on the dehaze slider, you're basically taking away the haze. I want to add some haze. So I'm going to decrease the dehaze, and it's going to give it a little bit of a foggy look right there on the headlights, just like that. Play around with that exposure and the contrast on it still. You don't want it terribly sharp, so even the clarity can be softened up on it. Something like that. Just brighten it up. Take the sharpness down too. Then I'm going to add a little bit of white level. Yeah. Now let's get in there. I'm going to make this a little bit bigger. And then I'm going to fine tune it. Because I don't necessarily want it to be too bright. Okay, so now I will erase the excess by holding down the Alt key or Option key if you're on the Mac. Just erase the excess around it. Something like that. Okay, then I'll take the saturation and desaturate it because it looks like it has a blue hue. So I'm going to desaturate it a little bit too. So now it looks a little more white. And play around with the color temperature too. So that way it doesn't look all cold. It just looks like a white light. Like that. And continue to fine tune and erasing the excess. Like that. And then I can do the same thing on the other headlight right here. Just barely brush it in. Like that. And get rid of the excess. Okay. I think we're getting it, folks. That's the beauty of selective adjustments, is you can really just sort of pick and choose the things that you'd like to manipulate. Boost that up some more. Yeah, I like that. Now, there's another trick inside of Lightroom. Since you have this adjustment brush already set, if you really want to intensify it, right-click on it and say Duplicate. And that will intensify it. But if you overdo it, of course, you can erase it by changing the flow and holding down the Option key or Alt key and just erase ever so slightly. So you find that balance of what works for you. Like that. For this one, I'm going to take that exposure down just a little. There we go. Now that looks fun, right? Boom. Cool. So the adjustments there are good to go. I can play around with clarity, play around with texture, overall dehaze, boost the vibrance. And if I want, I can put a nice little vignette on here to really darken it around there. And in my preference, to make the focus more on the car, let's crop it down. Like so. There we go. And I'm going to push this clarity one more time just for the heck of it. Just to really go crazy with it. There we go. All right. So now that's what the image looks like now after just going crazy and having fun with the post-processing and editing. This is what it was before. And this is now. And that's just something you can play around with. I mean, it may not be up to your particular style and taste, but that's just sometimes every now and then you want to play around and have some fun with your post-processing and your editing. on your images and just see just how far you can push those JPEGs that you have all over your smartphone or all over your camera. All right. So that's going to do it for us this week here on the show. Next week, I'm really looking forward to showing you our second iteration of flash photography. So stay tuned. We're going to talk more about that and do some more tutorials on that and get you out there shooting more and more with your DSLRs and mirrorless cameras. Again, make sure you subscribe to the show. Go to twit.tv/hop to see all of our subscription options. And if you have any questions or image critique requests or just some feedback that you'd like to share, shoot an email to hop@twit.tv or just tag me on Twitter at @Ant_Pruitt. And also follow me on Instagram, @Ant_Pruitt. All right, folks, thank you again for watching. Hopefully I didn't take up too much of your time this week, but yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you all this same time next week. And also thank you again, Mr. Victor, for making me look good and sound good and just making this show flow, my man. Thank you so much. All right, folks, you all take care. Safely create and dominate. See you next week.
Want more Twit? Well, you gotta check out iOS Today. It's the show where Leo Laporte and I talk about everything to do with iOS, iPadOS, tvOS, watchOS. It's all the devices, all the best apps, games and services, everything in between, plus a whole lot of laughter. Twit.tv/iOS for iOS Today.